إن الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. الله سبحانه وتعالى من سورة البقرة، من الله سبحانه وتعالى منشن: ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that surely we will test you with fear, with something of fear and hunger, and with the destruction of wealth, and with illness, and with illness of وَثَمَرَتْ
The fruits of your labor, which includes children, which includes business and so on and so forth. Surely we will test you with all these things. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ And there is bashara, there is glad tidings and good news for the people who have sabr. Sabr, as we have said before, means to do the best that you can do in that situation, and then to have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who are these people? Who are the sabirin? Alladhina idha asabatuhum musibatun qalu inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these are the people who, when the musibah, when the trial and tribulation comes on them, they say, we are from Allah and to Allah is our return. We are for Allah, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. And our return is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ulaika alayhim salawatun min rabbihim. On such people, there is blessing and salawat from their Rabb. Wa rahmah. And there is mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on those people. Ulaika humul muhtadun. And these are the people who are rightly guided. So difficulties and trials and tribulations that come in life come for one of two reasons. One is, and we'll talk about the other one tomorrow, one is this reason, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests in order to raise the levels and raise the darajat of the individual. And that's the reason why apparently bad things happen to good people. The Anbiya were tested more than anybody else. And so also you see in life people who are doing good, who are pious and, you know, and so on and so forth. Their life is sometimes not easy. Despite being pious and despite being good and so forth, you find that they have difficulties, illnesses and so on, some loss and all that. And you wonder, why is it happening to this person? He's a good person, right? And why is this good person, why are these things happening to this person or to these people, right? This might also happen collectively. So you might say, well, you know, people in such and such a place, they're all good people and pious people, and why is it that this difficulty is happening to them? Therefore, it's very important to understand this, and we understand this in the light of the Qur'an and the Sunnah. Difficulties come in order to raise their darajat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them some difficulty in the world, for which He raises their darajat, they get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second thing, obviously, as we know, if I ask you, who do you pray for more, a child who is sick or a child who is well? You know, very simple matter, right? Now, both are your children, but the more the salah, the more the dua is for the one who is sick. So that sickness is a source of getting a lot of dua from a lot of people. So alhamdulillah, there is some suffering in the sickness, but the sickness is a source of much khair. Because of the sickness, a lot of dua is coming to this person. Secondly, the people making dua themselves are getting sawab for that dua, because dua is ibadah. So the person is making dua, he is benefiting from the dua by himself, for himself. Plus his dua goes for the person for whom he is making this dua. So also if somebody dies, right? Many times we find that, you know, some people die, or maybe especially, you know, people die in their youth, right? But if you think about it, how much dua those parents will be making for the child who passed away. Even though they have other children who are alive, but the dua they make for the one who passed away is much more than the one they make for the ones who are alive.
So in all of these things, plus the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a child dies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows, in order to make the malaika witness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks Malakul Maut, how did you find my slaves when you took the soul of their child? And Malakul Maut says, Ya Rabbal Alameen, they had sabr, they were sad, but they said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you be witness that for this I will give them Jannah. The child would have died anyway. Even if he lived for another 100 years, he would have still died. If he lived for another 1,000 years, he would have died. So he died now, he came with that amount of lifespan. We did not know that, but as I always say, everyone is born with an expiry date on the stamped on the box. There's no one who dies without an expiry date on the box. There's a time, everyone has it. We don't know that. So we don't know. If somebody dies early, you say, itta jaldi hoga, waqt se pehle marga, waqt se pehle koi nahi marta. It's untimely death. All of these are terminologies which we don't use, because there is no such thing as untimely death. Every death is on time, exactly. So the point is that had to happen anyway. But when it happens like this and people have sabr, the condition is this. Obashir is sabirin. Bashara is for the sabirin. When they have sabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them Jannah. Right? Promise of Jannah for those people, which they may not have got otherwise. Allah alam. If the child had lived a normal life and so on and so forth, they may not have got this promise of Jannah. But now, because of this, they get this promise of Jannah. So we must remind ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever there are difficulties, these difficulties are always, always, always with khair. And tomorrow we'll see the other side of how it happens. There's nothing which comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which doesn't have khair. With our own limited understanding, sometimes we get caught up with the trouble, with the pain and the suffering of whatever is happening, and we complain, but this complaining is bad. We should not complain. Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever condition we might find ourselves in. And the one who put us into the condition has the power to take us out of the condition. So, ruju'il Allah. The other thing which happens with this is ruju'il Allah. Tomorrow we'll see some other aspects of it. But we turn, because the reality of most of us, how many people turn towards Allah in times of happiness? Very few people. I mean, only the people who are muttaqeen, who have got some connection with Allah. But otherwise, most people turn towards Allah only if there is trouble. If they get into trouble, then they think of God, you know. Otherwise, they don't need God. When things are going fine, you know, there's no turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when they get into trouble, then immediately people start looking for support and they turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us not be among those, because that's not a good way of being, that you turn towards Allah only when there is trouble. You must be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you must be concerned with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, irrespective of what situation we are in. And the condition and our focus should always be to say, how can I please Allah, whatever the situation is? How can I please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And there's no great mystery. How you can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by sticking to the kitab of Allah and the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not going away from that, no deviation from that. No need to add anything, no need to take out anything. The deen is complete and Allah has not left it for us to complete it for Him. So stick to that. There's no great mystery. Stick to that. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, will be pleased. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put ikhlas in our amal, and to be pleased with us, with our amal, and to ease the difficulties that we have, and not to test us. And if there is some test that is qadar for us, muqadar for us, to take us out of this test without any difficulty and without any suffering. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us in our lives and to be pleased with us when we die. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.